Claire Hannah listening to this from the SLP this morning. And obviously we get your reaction today, 0303 80 55 55. Good day for Northern Ireland, Claire. The DUP have delivered, have they?
Well, certainly we needed a budget, Stephen. Services need to be planned. The situation that we had last year where departments didn't have a budget was awful. And certainly we're not turning our nose up at any additional money, but the strategy of this London government is wrong in terms of their overall austerity budget, particularly when they're throwing money at their doomed Brexit project. But we are very worried. This is a serious moment in terms of just sleepwalking into direct rule, and not just direct rule with the DUP very much calling the shots. It's not very surprising that they scotched a perfectly reasonable deal last month, but this is, as well as not being a good budget, it breaches the concept of power sharing.
But how is it not a good budget if there's 410 million extra pounds into Northern Ireland?
Stephen, like I said, we're delighted to have it. We're not turning our nose
up. So why, if you're delighted to have it, Claire, then why are you saying it's not a good budget? It's 410 million more than what the SDLP could bring us.
Stephen, we have no idea who's calling the shots, who's making the political decisions. Last year's budget, albeit it was brought from Westminster, it was based on the budget that the previous executive never got around to tabling. So we knew who was making those decisions. In this one, yes, extra money for health and education, brilliant, desperately needed it, but lots of other things around, for example, infrastructure. That's not, you can't just say it's money for infrastructure. You know, who decides what we're building, when, which roads? Is that just going to be the DUP deciding that? So there's just a complete lack of transparency. Stormont was very bad about the lack of transparency and numbers being kind of obscured. But this is ridiculous. And even conservative backbenchers were saying how bizarre it was that it was just a short four-page statement. And the fact that we, as your elected representatives, are going to have to basically go round the doors of the permanent secretaries and try and sort of pull out the detail of what people are doing.
But let's look at, for example, one of the areas that you've just mentioned, roads. And you've said, look, it's ridiculous if it is because of the DUP's influence that they can influence.
That's not what I said.
Which road?
Hang on. I didn't say that it's ridiculous. Yes, but it is, Stephen.
Let me finish the question. If there's any road being improved or built in Northern Ireland, because this is extra money, does it actually matter that much in the short term that it's the DUP having the influence about which road it is? Because every road in Northern Ireland, we all benefit from.
Are we? Well, that's not obviously true, that not everybody benefits from all roads, because not everybody traverses all the roads. But that implies that we're in some parallel universe where the Good Friday Agreement didn't happen and one party gets to take control. You know, we have devolution and we have the concept of power sharing, and that both main traditions and other communities should have a say in the making of decisions. So how is it fair? Would you be so content if it was Sinn Féin just deciding, or just the SDLP, or just Alliance deciding unilaterally where funding is gone? This is a breach of the principles of power sharing. And the fact is, fine, maybe they'll make perfectly good decisions. Maybe they'll make fair and balanced decisions in the interests of everybody. But if that's the case, and to be honest, they and their partners in London don't have a great record in transparency. Just this week, they voted to obscure information on their donations. If it's all above board, if it's all very transparent, why are we not getting any answers? And I've sat in front of the NIO twice this week asking for who is making these decisions, and I haven't got any of those answers. If it's so upfront, if it's being done in the interest of everybody and there's nothing to hide, why isn't that information being made?
So what can the SDLP, or indeed any of the other parties, do about this, Claire? How are you going to be influential about where the money's spent?
The way we do that is through devolution. We need to not just dander into a situation where we destroy strand one of the Good Friday Agreement and we destroy the infrastructure that's in place to allow local governance. You had a very good in-depth conversation with our party leader, Colm Eastwood, last week about the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference. And as you said, this isn't devolution either. It's not a situation that we want to be in, but the fact is the blockages have to be cleared of the issues that the DUP and Sinn Féin can't agree to legislate on. The two governments, as provided for in the agreement, should make legislation on those issues, clear those blockages, and allow us to at least have some sort of structure and pathway and route back into power sharing, where the 70% of people who didn't vote DUP are also represented in governance.
Here's the number today, 03030 80 55 55. David in North Belfast. Stay there, Claire. I know you've got to go. 1 second. Morning, David.
Hello. I'd just like to say to Claire, she says that there's one party making all the decisions here. One party wouldn't have to be making all of the decisions. If one party, Sinn Féin, hadn't pulled the institutions down the first place. She's quick at browbeating the deal. She should get back to why we're in this position, not why it's happening.
And I'm sure David knows that I don't speak for Sinn Féin. Yes, I agree. This is all a consequence of the failed last 14 months where both the DUP and Sinn Féin failed to do anything in everybody's interest and only in their own interest. So I'm not denying that's where we are, of course.
But you're blaming the DUP again. They didn't pull the place down in the first place. Blame the ones that brought it down and left it. We're now the DUP, even though they've got a wee bit of influence, are having to do it. They've already stated they don't want to do it. They're having to do it. Get back onto Sinn Féin for bringing the institutions down in the first place. Don't sit there every day browbeating the DUP because of Brexit.
Well, let's let her respond to you.
I don't know if David has just switched on his radio after 14 months, but I've been very clear about where the blame has come. It comes from both of those parties. But the fact is, there was a perfectly reasonable deal on the table 2 weeks ago that would have allowed devolution to
deal on
David,
the table
David,
over a year and a half ago. It didn't need to be brought down.
Stephen, I was quite clear. I'm not going to go on the phone to be shouted down by people.
Sure.
You know.
Okay, well, let's let you make your point. Go ahead.
So we were very, very clear. Yes, I agree. This is a consequence of the failed scorched earth strategy of those two parties to basically only negotiate on the things they wanted to negotiate on. But it was the DUP, let's not forget, and I'm not wiping out how we got to that situation, who rejected a perfectly reasonable deal 2 weeks ago. And I think part of that is becoming clear because we had Sammy Wilson delighted with himself about how he was going off to Treasury, to talk about the budget. So the DUP don't particularly want to, presumably, get back to devolution and have to share in the decision-making and have to negotiate with other parties about how this money's being spent.
Claire, I know you need to go. Thanks for coming on this morning.